Welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call for Monday, February 11th, 2013. Tonight is our special monthly direct jobber interview with David and Carol Bell, AMSOIL 5-star Regency Platinum Direct Jobbers. But first off, I want to have a couple announcements. You know, the AMSOIL convention is fast approaching. It's in July, but if you start now, you'll be sure to get there and get yourself in the right frame of mind to get to the convention. If you wait to the last 2 weeks before it gets there, it'll be too late. So get yourself registered now. Get your hotel room booked and your transportation up there. If you need to coordinate with some other dealers on our team or anything like that, if you're coming from Middle Tennessee or you're coming from Philadelphia or you're coming from Texas, there's dealers all across the country going to be coming to this thing, and if maybe we can find you a ride or something like that. As far as the Sparks team, we're going to be staying at the Holiday Inn there in Duluth, Minnesota. So if you have any questions on that, that's where we're going to be staying. It's up to you. There's several hotels that AMSOIL has listed, and check the dealer zone for that. If you're in the local Middle Tennessee area, or if you're anywhere in the United States or Canada, we're going to have a dealer training on March 9th in Nashville, Tennessee. This is an opportunity/T1 certification meeting, meaning bring new dealers, dealer prospects, and anybody that's interested in building an AMSOIL business. So the focus on this meeting is obviously going to be the T1 certification and so forth, but come on over, bring a dealer prospect, or just learn, you know, meet up with other dealers in the team. This is going to be an exciting event. More to come out on that here in the near future. This is we're just getting this started planning, but it's going to be on March 9th. It's probably going to be at 9:00 in the morning until noon, and it's going to be in Nashville at the University of Phoenix College campus, which is right off the interstate near the airport. Next coming up event for anybody that would like to learn more about AgGrand, there's going to be an AgGrand dealer meeting in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be really close to the Columbus, Ohio distribution center. So it's going to be on February 23rd in Columbus, Ohio from 1 to 5 p.m. Check the dealer zone under the training tab for that. Plus, this is the big news here, the Worth Oil Group, which is Tom and Jennifer Worth, David and Carol Bell, and some of their team, Craig Hamrick and John Gore, and some of our dealers are going to present a dealer meeting before the meeting. This is going to start at 11 a.m. sharp and end at 12:30. So there's going to be an hour and a half dealer meeting plus a lunch that you'll be able to attend. So if you're in the Ohio region, anywhere from Tennessee, Indiana, Pennsylvania, even if you can get to Columbus, Ohio, this is going to be a great meeting. Several direct jobbers, they're going to be there. They're going to be discussing practical applications and information on using, making money, and building an AMSOIL/AgGrand business. So you don't want to miss the meeting before the meeting, and then also the AgGrand meeting is going to be, if you'd like to make a lot of money selling AgGrand products, this is going to be the place to go and learn. There's been several of these fall sales meetings slash spring meetings here in the last couple of months. Tonight, again, we're going to have David and Carol Bell. Are you guys on the line tonight?
We're here, Michael.
All right. I'm glad you all are here. Thanks for being our guests on the call tonight, David and Carol. We're excited to hear how you guys got started and what it takes to make it to the top in AMSOIL. We appreciate you getting on the call and taking time out of your busy schedule.
You bet, Michael.
All right. Well, let's get started with this call. And I think Carol, the leader of the Bell team, we're going to start and just ask a couple questions. Cause I think Carol is actually the person that got started in AMSOIL before David did. And let's just hear from you and see exactly what happened and how this came about, Carol.
Thank you, Michael, for letting us be on. We're very happy to do this. I had a new 1986 Buick Century that I just bought and was very proud of, and a longtime family friend introduced me to AMSOIL, not as a business, but just the products. He told me that they would help my car run better and get better fuel economy and all the usual things we now tell everybody. And because I trusted him, I easily said yes. And he sold me the products, installed them for me, and I was so relieved to know that I could go a whole gear without having to worry about changing oil, because I had always been trained by my parents to change oil every 3,000 miles, and I faithfully did that. So I didn't think to tell David about it until we had gotten married. And when we got home from our honeymoon, I happened to mention that I had AMSOIL synthetic oil in my car. But he needed to check it out. In fact, he drove all the way. No, he didn't drive. He flew to the AMSOIL company in Superior, Wisconsin. He wanted to see that this was a real company. And that's exactly what he did. And he was very pleasantly surprised to find that it was an outstanding company. He had already been in the oil and gas industry for 15 years in Houston, Texas. He had been in, after that, he'd been in another network marketing company. So he knew how to sell products. And he was very excited to learn about AMSOIL. He wanted to learn about the products, so we were very careful in picking our sponsor, so that he could train David, and he did. That happened over a period of time. Ray and Arlene Schmidt are our sponsors, and Ray and David visited at length on the phone, even though Ray's very far away from us. In fact, he lives fairly close to AMSOIL Company. So David began to learn about the products. I continued to teach school for a while, and we got started in the AMSOIL business. And it's been a great time. We've enjoyed it very much. We've been successful. We didn't do trade shows in the beginning, but as the years have gone on, that has certainly been one of our main ways we meet a lot of people and get a lot of new customers. Back to you, Michael.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I think you forgot one part in that little story. When David first found out that you went a whole year on an oil change, didn't he make you say, get that crap out of your car, right now or something?
He did. He took it out. And I let him. I didn't fuss about it or question him. He was going to be in charge of the cars, and I was relieved about that. I didn't know what my friend would say when it came time to change the oil again, but I just kept my mouth shut, and I think as a result he did look into it and discovered it was a wonderful product.
So you told him, "Oh, I can go a whole year on my oil." He says, "Well, you can't do that and get that out of your car." And then he says, "Well, let's look and see what this is all about." And that's what kind of brought about the light bulb going on and looking at it as a business, I guess.
Exactly.
So you guys, how long have you been AMSOIL dealers then?
We became AMSOIL dealers October 3rd, 1988, and that, I guess, this coming October, that'll be 25 years. And when I say that, it doesn't seem real because it's seemed like such a short period of time.
When it's something you love to do and enjoy working with, and obviously you get to work with David and you guys get to work as a team, it sounds like you just time flies by, and I feel that's the same way with Alicia and I. We're just time flies on by day after day, and it's just wonderful. Carol, now on what part of the AMSOIL business do you do? I know there's a lot of AMSOIL spouses out there. Maybe they'll be listening in, but I'm sure primarily tonight most AMSOIL dealers are listening in, and some have spouses, some don't. But what do you do? Do you just just let us know a little bit about your part in the AMSL business and how you help out in the team.
I do everything. I keep the books. I keep the business running. I'm good with paperwork. David is too, but that leaves him freer to talk to customers, which I do that as well. I book our travel. I do whatever needs to be done. Naturally, I don't have the background that David does in the technical aspect of AMSOIL, but I know the basics, and I can talk to people, and I also don't mind telling them if they ask me a question I don't know. I have no problem telling them I don't know, but I'll find out, or turn them over to David.
I've heard that somebody just wants to place an order, they know to call you because you just get the thing done, and otherwise David will have a story for him or something.
That's right.
Well, that's good that you guys are a team, and that just makes your business that much stronger. You get to play off each other's strengths, and Alicia and I do the same thing. She's very good on the paperwork, and I'm very good on the technical aspects. And I think that really coming together and finding things that interest you, being a school teacher, I would imagine the paperwork is right up your alley.
It is. And, you know, I was helping David in his other business when we first got married, and there was so much paperwork. He got a check every month from the company based on his volume, and then we had to write checks to our downline. And I thought it was so wonderful when we discovered AMSOIL paid all the checks. We didn't have to fool with writing anybody a check every month. So that was neat.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely the beauty of the AMSOIL business is they do take care of a lot of things. And the cost is very minimal. You know, you pay $30 a year to become a dealer, or it's $25 a month at the direct jobber level, and we don't have to write any checks to anybody, and that's definitely a plus. So, Carol, I appreciate you. You're like our fairy godmother or something, you know, as the person who really got this whole entire everybody listening in the night boils down to you, because you're the person who first put their AMSOIL in their vehicle back in 1987, and what led to the growth of your AMSOIL business. So we do appreciate you for sure.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate you too, Michael.
Thank you. David, are you still here?
I'm listening, Michael. I'm just helping Carol.
You're helping Carol. Well, now it's your time to step up to the plate, and we need to hear what your side of the story is, and exactly what we want to hear the secrets from you, I think, how to become very successful at the AMSOIL business, if you could help us out with that. I understand at the beginning you worked at AMSOIL while Carol taught school. How did you primarily get started with AMSOIL?
Well, that's certainly right. Carol continued to teach about 5 years after we started our AMSOIL business. And, Michael, right now, too, while some of your team are listening in live and those who might hear this recording later on, I just want to let them know they're really fortunate to have you, Michael, and Alicia as their upline direct jobbers. You've demonstrated real leadership skills in your activities with AMSOIL. These teleconferences are a good example of that. Anybody who wants to build a business would be wise to work with you closely, ask questions such as these that you're posing to Carol and I, and get you to help them get on the path that you've been on for the last 12 years. It's really just now getting going at a high volume where your business is really going to grow. And how we started out, and you got to remember this was 25 years ago, so one big difference in our business at that time, AMSOIL was a much different company without all the training programs we have today. There was no internet when we started. The name AMSOIL was virtually unknown. We had very little activity in the AMSOIL products in the area that we lived in, and that was actually true pretty much all over the country. So what I did was focus basically on getting new customers, and our activities for the first year, few years, were working mainly with commercial retail accounts. The preferred customer program didn't actually exist until sometime in the mid-90s. So all we had to work with was the commercial retail program and the dealer program. And in those, our focus, again, was just to go see local businesses near where we live. This is automotive shops or fleet operations or buses or golf courses, any type of business that had equipment or serviced vehicles. And I'd get up early in the morning, make breakfast for Carol so she could go off to school, and I would head off to go see customers. And that was something I worked on pretty much 6 days a week and all year long. It was a tough road simply because of the fact that AMSL was not so well established. But we carved out a niche. We established customers, hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them in the first few years, went to AMSL programs that they had in different locations to try to learn more. And that's the path that any dealer really today would still be on. And it was a fun time in those early days, but much more challenging than it is today. It's a lot easier for a dealer to get started nowadays, Michael. I'm sure you'd agree with that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And so you're saying out, you started out within 50 miles and with where you lived and getting known in your local area. I've seen your sheet of the local Austin market that you hand out at local trade shows, and there are quite a few accounts on there, and any dealer that's in any market, if they just took a map of their state and took a little piece of a pencil and did a 50-mile radius of there, there is probably thousands upon thousands of customers, preferred customers, dealers, commercial and retail accounts within their local area, and that's probably a pretty good place to start. Would you still recommend this method to new dealers as far as getting started in their local area?
Yes, absolutely, Michael. I'm pretty sure you would agree with me. I think you live in Clarksville, Tennessee, and I'm almost positive you have not met everybody in town. And you probably haven't walked into every single business in town, and I mean physically walk in the door, shake their hand. And that's what I'd encourage a dealer do who has the really has the ambition to build a business. And it's a little bit scary. A lot of this can be done very successfully as cold calls for the smaller businesses. Just walk in with your AMSL clothes and your business card and a briefcase, a little box of products. It's going to work more than it's not going to work once your confidence level is up. But there are plenty of businesses within about an hour from where every dealer virtually in the United States lives. I know where you live, within an hour is Nashville, Tennessee, and old Memphis is a little ways farther than that, and Louisville's a little farther than that. But we could throw a dart at the map, and you would find a lot of customers. The scariest part of going to see new customers happens in the first few visits. After you've been to see a dozen, two dozen, 100 is a number I like to use. You go see 100 businesses, meet them, get to know them, get their business card, find out what they do in their business, how AMSL could fit in to help them solve their problems. After you've made that first 100 contacts, you'll have a lot more confidence. You will have some customers at that point. Can you do it? You know, that varies from dealer to dealer. I know the AMSL company's up for it, and our products are up for it. You just have to, inside yourself, find the courage to get out your own front door and go out there and meet businesses. And there are a wide variety of them. You certainly can focus on particular industries, but I would stick close to house. Your house, about 50 miles in all directions is around a 100-mile circle, and inside that circle is probably more business activity than almost any dealer could handle. What do you think about that idea, Michael?
Well, I agree 100%, and I can tell you, David, that I have not stopped in at every single business within my town. I like to tell myself that I'm leaving a few for some dealers that I'm going to sponsor in the future so they can have a few. But you're right. Within 100 miles of me is a few million people. and probably thousands of businesses that could use AMSOIL or could help them benefit by selling AMSOIL products or using our products. And you're right, our local area is and anybody listening in, it doesn't matter where you're at in the United States and Canada, AMSOIL is still a relatively unknown company as far as lubricants goes. So after a few years, you guys, I think, transitioned over to doing some trade shows. When you got started into this trade show market, let's just hear a little bit about how you got started into trade shows. I understand now you do some bigger stuff, but I'm sure you didn't go out and spend a lot of money starting out. How did the trade show thing get started, and then how did you guys expand onto that?
Michael, trade shows are certainly a proven way to reach out to customers. And for those dealers who may not have seen or read the AMSOIL 8 successful business model program, I think it's in the form of a webinar. It's also in a written format. You probably have that stored in your documents. You might pass that around to any of your dealers who are interested in the 8 different avenues to build an AMSOIL business. The first one is, of course, the Get Rich Quick Scheme. And that's an interesting to read what AMSOIL has to say about that. But one of the paths is doing trade shows. And these are events, not necessarily formal trade shows. But it's been a great way for us. We fell into it with one of our retail on the shelf account customers invited us to come to his booth and set up an AMSOIL display. He wasn't a customer with us. He was selling AMSOIL at his speed shop. It was a high performance shop. Located in Austin, Texas. It was a small shop, and the guy there, Jerry Fletcher was his name, was the owner, and it was the Austin Hot Rod Show where we first had a booth there in, I believe it was January of 1991. We had been dealers by then for a couple of 3 years. And we had a card table, essentially, a small table with probably no more than a half a dozen products on it. Of course, AMSOIL didn't have all that many products back 25 years ago like they do today. And basically, this show was local show cars, hot rods that were on display, and people in Austin, this show had been going for a long time when we first entered it. People came up. We got an opportunity to talk to them. We certainly referred them to our local customer that we were in his booth, and we wrote some orders at that show, I remember. But we also registered some customers ourselves, the type of customers that he really wasn't interested in, people who were running other types of equipment other than hot rods. And in that show, we registered enough customers in a few days to realize the potential in doing trade shows is just incredible, where you can see hundreds, if not thousands, of people in a few days. And unlikely they're all going to be interested, but you're going to get to see some who will be interested. And what's the big difference between doing trade shows and just going to see customers? Well, it's real obvious. Instead of you going to see them, they come to see you. And you already have your product sitting out. You're hopefully got your good clothes on and your big smile on, and you've been to AMSOIL University. You've been through the T1 program. You've taken the Michael Sparks training class. You're anxious to build an AMSOIL business. And trade shows are really, I think, what I consider the fast track for dealers who want to expand and grow their business. And you've done trade shows yourself, Michael, so I'm pretty sure you'd agree on this point, right?
It's definitely a great way to get in front of a lot of customers in a short period of time, and especially many dealers listening in the night probably don't have that convenience that you and I have had, where we can go out and drive out during the day and visit customers. And, you know, now that, of course, I'm full-time, you're full-time, we can go out any time of the week and go see a customer. But if you're working 9 to 5 or you work in some kind of schedule, going out on a weekend, maybe it's a car show and you spend 2 or 3 days, a gun show, that definitely makes sense of a proven way to build your AMSOIL business. So you would also say then the smart AMSOIL dealers, you'd recommend this for them to get started as a fast track then?
Yes. I don't think there's any question about it. Working at trade shows is a wise move if, and I'll say the word if you feel comfortable with this approach. obviously you're going to need to be feeling good about working with people. And that's basically the AMSOIL business. We don't sell the oil to cars. We sell it to the people who own the cars and trucks and boats and tractors and motorcycles. And how's the best way to begin? I think that's probably what you're really getting at here. If you have a sponsor like Michael Sparks, why don't you just ask him, hey, Michael, when can I work with you at the next trade show? Why don't you invite me to come over and let me work with you, and maybe you can show me how to do it. That's the way to get started. Or your sponsor, may not necessarily be your direct jobber like Michael. The other thing is on your own, if you have a reasonable amount of confidence in yourself, I can assure you, you can have a lot of confidence in the AMSOIL company. Look for local small events. That's what we were doing in our early days. This car show was a rather small car show I mentioned, but we did a lot of gun shows. Right now, gun shows are in the news. And the reason they're in the news might be a little unusual reason, but the attendance is incredible. How many people do you think walk to gun shows? I'm pretty sure most of them are driving cars. They're driving. And I don't know if any of you have ever bought any guns lately, but guns are kind of pricey, so there's not too many poor people over there at the gun shows. But let's set gun shows aside for just a second. And what other type of events could there be? There's all types of things where people interested in cars come. Car shows, obviously, swap meet. We did a lot of farm shows and still do some these days. Some of the biggest ones in the country, matter of fact, are going to happen this week. The National Farm Machinery Show, just north of you, Michael, there in Louisville, Kentucky, and the show in California that is equivalent to it. It's a giant show. Both of these attract huge numbers of people in the hundreds of thousands. We've done a lot of boat shows. We just finished a boat show here in Austin. Motorcycle shows. We leave our home base tomorrow, headed for the largest motorcycle event in the United States that's closed to the public. It's open only to dealers, and we did a motorcycle event for dealers just about a week or so ago in Cincinnati, Ohio. So there are a lot of different types of shows. We did a very successful show with air conditioning contractors. And we've done some roofing contractor shows. And if you'll just think of all the different types of businesses, rental companies, pest control businesses, septic tank installers, septic tank pumpers. We've got several accounts that do porta-potties. If you know what a porta-potty is, there's businesses that's all they do is haul porta-potties around. So wow. There's a lot of different events, and you can find these by contacting the event centers in your area. And when you're starting out, stick with the shows that are relatively inexpensive, and I can assure you there are thousands and thousands and thousands of small to medium and even large trade shows all over the country where AMSOIL would be a perfect fit. And, Michael, if you don't get in some of those shows, I'm going to come over and do it for you. How about that?
Well, David, we've got some plans for some shows, and we're always looking for ones to work with our dealers and our team and help our dealers grow. Speaking of team, the next thing here is, helping dealers grow in their business to higher levels of direct jobber and beyond. I think you might have some steps that will help us figure that part out of what you guys worked on in the past, and I think it's probably still true today.
Yes, and this actually came from AMSOIL. It's been around for a long time. Anybody's got a pencil and wants to write this down, this is worth writing down and carrying with you, because if you look at these 3 points every day, you won't get off track. Sometimes we forget what we're supposed to be doing, and here's a little gentle reminder. AMSOIL calls it the three-legged stool of building an AMSOIL business, and anyone's ever sat on a three-legged stool knows it's a pretty stable stool, typically. And the first, of course, starts out with sponsoring. And the more people and businesses you sponsor, the more your business will grow. And I think without adding any more to that statement, that is correct. If you want to enhance it, the more you learn the products and the techniques and being able to work successfully with people by going to training classes such as AMSOIL University and the convention, your sponsoring will increase. But number one is certainly sponsoring. Number two is selling products. If you sell products, you will earn commissions, money. And the more products that move through your organization of customers, whether they're PCs or commercial accounts or dealers, then the more volume you have and the more commissions you have. If you sell a case of oil once a month, you're not going to make much money, period. If you sell a train load of cases of oil, you're going to make a boatload of oil, of money from doing that. It's just as simple as that. The more product sales you have, the more money you make, and really it's tied to your sponsoring. And the third leg of the three-legged stool, sponsoring's first, selling products is second, and the third is training. It's like calling into the teleconferences. The more you learn, the more customers you help, more you help your customers learn, and dealers, of course, that's your customers, the more you earn. And we write it to customers, dealers in our team all the time, the more you learn, the more you earn. So sponsoring, selling products, and training are the three legs to success in this business. I will say that what ties all these together is a desire of people to AMSOIL dealers to build a business. If you have ambitions for yourself, you can call it dreams, you can write them down as goals, to make happen what you see as your vision or purpose in your life, then you'll go on to build an AMSOIL business. If your desire is strong enough to get out of bed in the morning and get your face on and get your little clothes on and get out your front door to make your own dreams and goals come true, then you'll overcome all the little minor obstacles that you'll face as you sponsor customers, sell products, and work on training. It's not a complicated business. It's just a matter of working at it consistently like you've done, Michael, over the last 10 or 12 years. So I think you'd agree these are three key points in building a business. Right, Michael?
Well, yeah, I agree 100%, and you keep saying 10 or 12 years, you know, maybe my success, I don't want anybody to think on the call tonight that my success or time has anything to do with that. You know, we've all had life challenges, and folks, things get in the way, but I think folks nowadays could do it much faster than 10 or 12 years. I'm thinking 2 or 3 years. That really put some hard efforts into it, and it all depends on your desire you're talking about. The more you want to do it, the more that you do those three things you're talking about, sponsor, selling products, and training, the more you do that, the faster your business will grow. I believe 100% that that's the case. But a couple of things I know people may be thinking in right now, because I see AMSOIL everywhere. I see it at the motorcycle shop, and I see it on TV, and when I get on the internet, I see a little AMSOIL display comes up. It's just everywhere. How can anybody getting started today in AMSOIL? How can they have a chance with folks like you been around since 1988? Is there any more customers left out there, David?
Michael, let me answer that question by simply saying that more than 9 out of 10, 90% of the potential business in the U.S. and Canada is still untouched by AMSOIL. I don't really know the number, and I don't think that anybody could tell you exactly, but I would put it at somewhere closer to 98%, and that's basically what Dean Alexander said in a presentation not too long ago. If there was 98% still to go, that means we maybe have 2%. Well, there's 300 million folks, most mainly in the U.S., roughly, plus or minus, not counting Canada. So that would mean if we'd have 6 million customers in AMSOIL, and I just don't believe there's 6 million customers in AMSOIL right now. So there's a whole lot of people that you could certainly reach. Just, Michael, you can think how many people or how many vehicles in your own area, your town, your city, your county, your state are now using AMSOIL. I think that you'd probably agree with me. There's just a huge amount of business available to dealers who are prepared to get out there, hustle, learn, work at their business, and you're right about what you just said. Dealers are going faster these days than ever before. We're seeing DJs within 1 or 2 years of dealers who decide to work at their business. It can be done. It can be done in as short a time as you're willing to work at it. It's DJ is simply a level of how much volume or money you're running through your business and product volume. So there's no question it can be done. I often ask dealers, how many new prospects did you talk to today? You know, today is Monday. How many did you talk to that you have never talked to before? How about yesterday or last week or this year? And I think today is the 11th. So since the first of the year, of this year, there's been 42 days in this year, in 2013. How many customers have you talked to, new customers, in 42 days? And I think there's not too many dealers who are talking to one new person per day. And that's a good goal for an Amsoil dealer who wants to grow their business. That means you might talk to several hundred in a year. And if you do that, you are going to get some new customers, sell some products. You're going to build a customer base, an organization that will be rock solid and take you potentially to the stars and wherever you want to go in your Amsoil business. Right, Michael?
I'd agree 100%. And just doing a real quick math on that, you know, figure 42 days, if you could just talk to five prospects a day, that would have been 210. That's not customers you already have. That'd be 210 new prospects or customers that aren't Amsoil yet. And if you just got 10% of those, you'd have 21 new customers. That's 10%. You'd have 21 customers, and that new customer report in your Amsoil dealer zone, if you kept that filled up with 21 customers, I guarantee it you'd be at the top of the Amsoil list every single month. That's a huge amount for most dealers. And just talking to five prospects a day, and, you know, maybe if you take off Sunday, so let's just figure, you know, that extra one, you might have to add one extra person per day for the other 6 days, you still have the same amount. There's huge potential out there, and I agree 100%. Anything else you'd like to add, comments or so forth? We're a little bit over, but I think it's important information. If you've got, let's maybe talk about Amsoil University, the Amsoil Convention, Mr. Amatuzio, and so forth while we wrap this thing up.
Well, Michael, a couple of things. The Bell Team teleconference that we do once a month, we've been doing these now for 12 years. We're in our 13th year. Is this Thursday, Valentine's Day, February 14th, and that phone number, we sent it out. You have it, Michael. You might pass it around to those in your team who would like to call into that. We think that's a great program. We'll have some exciting material on that call. And what I would like to share with those listening in tonight, either live on the call or who might hear a recorded version of this program, is the biggest single suggestion that Carol and I could leave you with to help you take your business to a higher level of success. And it simply is to make an investment in yourself. It's time and money to do this, and that is to register and attend Amsoil University and the 40th Anniversary Convention in Duluth, Minnesota, this July 16th through the 20th. Michael Sparks' group, I know, is going to be there represented in force, and it's going to be a fun time there. You're going to do things that'll help you be more successful and happier. The Bell Team will have a nice group there. You'll get to meet the founder of Amsoil, Mr. Amatuzio. We have a special surprise planned. We've committed to a dinner cruise ship where we'll go out in Lake Superior and cruise around in the evening on Friday night. That's the 19th. There'll be excited Amsoil dealers there from all over the country. This event, the conventions, only happen once every 5 years. So if you miss this one, the next one is in 2018. I would hope that everybody who's serious about building their Amsoil business plugs into this and makes a commitment to go. The list for everybody who's registered is now appearing on the Amsoil website in alphabetical order. Go to that list, and if your name's not there, if somebody forgot to register you, you should take care of that yourself. And I would think a good time to do it is when this call is over, or certainly this month. The price does go up slightly next month, but it's a wise investment. And I know Michael Sparks has got an incentive program for those in his his team financial incentives to help you pay part of your expenses to go to AMSOIL University and the convention. Michael, good to be on here with you tonight. You got a great team. Do you have any other questions or anything else you'd like us to comment on?
Well, again, David and Carol, I do appreciate you guys, and you've been my top mentors since 2000 when I became an AMSOIL dealer. We first met in May of 2000. I went to a training class in Dallas, Texas. It was called the CAT School, the Commercial Account Training Class, and there might have been 50 AMSOIL dealers there. And I really didn't know much about AMSOIL. I just knew I had to go take some training classes so I could learn more and help build my business. That's when I met you guys. I plugged into your training classes, your teleconference every single month. You probably can agree, I very rarely miss any if I possibly can, and that's going on 12 years now. I just think they're fantastic, and if you get my AMSOIL email that just went out, obviously for this call that we had tonight, there's details on how to call in on that on Thursday. Mark your calendars. That's every single month, and it's a great call hearing from dealers all across the country and your organization as well. I have one, I guess, question and answer thing. I have one dealer sent us off a message. John Bontempi asked, what number one piece of advice do you give to new dealers who want to earn DJ as quickly as possible?
Well, that's easy. If you've got a healthy checkbook, all you need to do is just purchase about 3,000 commission credits worth of product for 3 months in a row, and you get to be a DJ. And that's kind of a joke, guys, because then you're going to have a garage full of products and you're not going to have any customers yet. So the correct answer is to focus. If you really want to reach DJ level fast, work on the areas where the highest commission credits are paid by AMSOIL. That's obviously the preferred customer and dealer programs. Preferred customers are the most popular type of new customers coming into AMSOIL these days. I do think a balanced approach to the business where you're registering commercial accounts, retail accounts, PCs, and dealers, and maybe catalog retail customers all will make your business more stable. It is important to become a direct jobber. You do earn higher commissions at that level. Make no mistake about it. However, what is more important is to reach the DJ level and have a stable, solid foundation of customers. That is more important than just achieving the DJ level. It is possible to make DJ and slip back from the 3,000 mark, which is just a level of achievement. And it really, each month in AMSOIL stands on its own. You get to keep the title, but titles are not the same as commissions. So if you want to make the DJ level, focus most of your business activities early with PCs and dealers. If you want to build a strong, stable, long-lasting, highly profitable business, balance your business with commercial retail accounts and PCs and dealers. And then do what Michael Sparks has done so successfully. Work with your team, work with your customers, including your commercial retail accounts. Help them learn more about our company and products and business, earn their trust, and then you'll have a rock-solid business. So does that cover that for you, Michael?
I think that covers it pretty darn good, David. I would agree 100%, and I don't know how many dealers calling in tonight have ever had to go across a stream or a river, and you step from stone to stone to stone, and you know, hopefully you get enough stones crossing that little creek or whatever, you don't get wet. But the smaller stones are your customers, get a little bit bigger stones or dealers in your team. If the direct jobber one is, you know, halfway out across that thing, that's a long step, and adding customers on a regular basis is what's going to get you across. I really focused on that AMSOIL higher levels of recognition. My dealer training site is accountdirect.lube-direct.com. I firmly believe adding customers to balance out that business, like you say, is just going to build a profitable business short-term as well as long-term. And direct jobber will just come if you just keep adding more customers and sponsoring more dealers, PCs, commercial retail accounts, I firmly believe. I appreciate you guys calling in tonight. This Direct Jobber series is the second one this of the year, and you guys did an excellent job, and I thank you again for calling in and taking the time out of your busy schedule. And with that, I think we're going to just close off tonight. It was a great program, and again, we look forward to getting on the cruise with you up in Duluth. I know our team is excited about taking the dinner cruise as well as taking the other, taking in the AMSOIL convention. It's going to be a special time. It's going to be the 40th, and it's going to be special. I've been to every one, and they're all great. So,
Michael,
yeah.
Let me let Carol close off with just some positive comments. Since she started our business and everything, I'll let her give some closing remarks. Honey, what would you like to share with everybody? You want him to come to the convention with us?
Sure.
Throw me a towel.
All right.
Well, we're glad to be on the call, aren't we?
We are.
Well, hey, good job, Michael, all you and all your group.
Thank you, guys, and appreciate it, and hope everybody tonight has a great night, and thanks for calling in. Everybody say thank you and good night to David and Carol.
Thank you, David and Carol. Good night. Always a pleasure.
Good night, David. Good night, Carol.
Good night.
Night.
Night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Awesome.
Bye, Michael.
Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Hey, how many miles have you got on your Ford truck oil change now?